There's been a couple of weeks I've watched the Parramatta Eels, and I think, you know what? They could give the Premiership a real fright. And then other weeks, like 2 weeks ago, they got beaten by the Newcastle Knights, and I thought, geez, I was wrong. I'm wondering what Corey Norman thinks from the Parramatta Eels. G'day, Corey.
How you going?
Good, mate. Just looking for that little bit of consistency.
Yeah, look, like you said, a couple of weeks ago against the Knights, that wasn't us. It was probably the slap in the face we needed, you know, coming into, you know, last couple of weeks into the final. So, you know, I thought we played, you know, pretty well last week, and we got a big clash come Thursday night.
Yeah, Corey, it's interesting in sport, isn't it, mate? You don't really need a slap in the face, but if you're going to lose one, it can wake you up a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think we needed it.
Yeah, mate, no Bevan French. He's been an absolute excitement machine. His strike rate, you know, games to try is phenomenal. It's a bit of a setback, isn't it? And you normally need all your guns on board to knock over the Broncos at Suncorp, as you know.
Yeah, look, Bevy's an exciting player, like you just said, but you know, with injuries, you just got to, you know, take them on board. And we've got Will Smith back there, and he scored a couple of good tries last week. And you know, he's been training really well. But like you said, you need all your guns on to beat the Broncos, but we're still confident.
Yeah, and Corey, the focus now within the camp, what is it?
Yeah, look, I think it's just more on us, you know, really stripping it back and just really worrying about us. Obviously, we're going to look at the Broncos, but yeah, we're just really focusing on us and just getting all the little fundamental things right.
Now, you're a little bit cheeky. If you had too many text conversations, you'd still have a fair few old mates up there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we got a little group chat going on. I give them a little bit of stick and I'll just save it on the field. I don't mind it when it's on the field, so a bit of laughter.
Yeah. Sam Thaiday's been talking you up. Is that dangerous?
Oh, no. Mate, I don't, what's he been saying?
Well, he's just rapping you.
Oh. Well, thanks, Demi. But
it's a bit of a rap than not.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'd rather him rap me than bag me. So I'll take it.
Yeah, totally. Now, were you at that players' meeting the other night?
Yeah, I was.
How did it go, mate? Did you leave with more information, or did you feel the strength of the players there?
Yeah, well, I couldn't believe the actual turnout. You know, they had the TV up and in the Gold Coast and the Warriors and all the other boys out of Sydney, and they had a fair crowd there as well. So, you know, it was really, you know, something to be proud of as players, that we could all come together and you know, and work this negotiation out and learn a bit more. So, yeah.
Yeah, mate, we're talking about, and we asked Aaron Woods earlier in the show, this privacy issue, giving up phone, giving up bank accounts. What are your thoughts on it, Corey? Because it seems to me that the only time that would be utilised is if a player is under suspicion.
Yeah, look, I think with the bank account, yeah, it's hard to say. Like, you know, I feel like if they're going to use it to let everyone know what we're on and how much we're earning and all that kind of stuff, I'd kind of be a bit uneasy. But I think if they've got suspicion around someone and they've got to have a look at it, well, I guess, well, you know, they can go ahead and do that, I guess.
Yeah, there's a big difference. You're entitled to your. I think everyone's entitled to a certain amount of privacy.
Totally.
Unless Corey, my information is there must be some evidence delivered by, say, the integrity unit to the club or to the player, then for you guys to say, well, okay, you can have a look.
I think we've got to, you know, definitely clear that area up before, you know, we go ahead and approve it or it's going to happen or whatever. Because I think a lot of players are, you know, still unsure what the go is there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Jeez, I remember you mentioned those hundreds of people turned up. I remember one year a while ago, I think it was in their teens. That's how many people turned up.
Well, that's,
you know, so it's good to see the solidarity.
Yeah, and that's the difference now, Corey. I've seen it for 20 years in cricket when the Cricketers Association started. You had absolute support from the players. Rugby league has that now, and it gives you the power.
Yeah, exactly. And like they always say, it is power in numbers, and we do look like, you know, we're united, National Rugby League, you know, Players Association, and it's really good to see.
Now, mate, I know it's not your club, but because you dined with him last week, I'm going to ask you about Jarryd Hayne. How is he? How's his mindset? And what do you expect from Jared when he gets back on the park, hopefully this weekend?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, as Jared Hayne, he brings so much, you know, attention wherever he goes. He's such a superstar. And I think, you know, the media's played it up a bit where it's all him versus Henry. And you know, it's hard to say because I'm not up there as well. But, you know, as a mate, no doubt when he gets back on the field, you know, he's a big game player. And hopefully he starts playing, you know, a couple of good games towards the end of the year.
1.2 mil, mate. He had to pick the bill up, didn't he?
Yeah, nah, not Hainsy, mate. He's as far as they come. He'll pay his man for that.
Come on.
The rich get richer, they reckon.
Hey, Corey, you know when you sit down as players, like in that sort of casual, relaxed social environment, you're just sort of chewing the fat.
Yeah.
Do you ever sort of say, oh, I'm going all right? Yeah, you know, when you assess your own form, do you sort of go, oh, I'm going all right, but I could be going better, that sort of stuff? Does that... Do you get around to that sort of conversation? And if so, how's Jared think he's going?
Yeah, look, you know, obviously within the boys, there's plenty of banter, like you've seen. But, like, as you're saying, yeah, like, you know, he says, you know, he's probably not up to, you know, par. But, yeah, look, there's a bit of banter around it, but at the same time, you're actually talking about it, if you know what I mean.
Like, sure.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, Jared knows himself, you know, if he's going, you know, where he should be or not. And, yeah, no doubt when he comes back, I'm sure he'll try to put some good games together.
Yeah. Mate, always good to chat. We know you're in for a big game against your old club, particularly up there at Suncorp Stadium. And it's an important one too for Parramatta to try and get that momentum going. You've won four of your last five anyway, but to keep that momentum going towards the finals.
Yeah, definitely it is. And, yeah, like you said, it's going to be a big one. And no doubt they remember what we did to them a month ago. So they're ready to go and we're ready to go. So I can't wait to play.
Good on you, Corey. We thank you, mate.
Cheers, boys. Thank
Corey you. Norman there.
Corey Norman.
He's a good Didn't character. Pick up the bill.
Jared? Nah.
Corey would have been tucking into thinking, I can go extras here. Jared's certainly going to shell out something.
No go. It would be good banter. Come on, you're on 1.2. You've got to be going better than that. What about you? And that's how it all starts, doesn't it, round the table. 13:53:53. We'll post that up. Corey Norman. He's a character and he's a very, very good player for Parramatta.